Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 42 for Tuesday, September 1st. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market finished weaker following losses in the U.S. soy complex. Canola was down around $6 to $8, with the nearby November contract down $7.80 at $467 per ton. Huge losses in the Chinese stock market again dragged down world markets, while steep losses in crude oil also weighed down canola. The long-term technical trend lies to the downside, and outside financial markets are a sea of volatility. However, the Canadian dollar was lower relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola more attractive on the international market. Malaysian palm oil was higher, which helped give canola some support. Some recent wet weather in parts of the prairies also kept a weather premium in the market. Investors are waiting to see Statistics Canada's ending stocks report, which is due out on Thursday. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were down 13 to 14 cents, with the most active November contract at $8.73 per bushel. Prices were pushed downwards by the Chinese stock market, which got hammered again. Fears that the Asian giant will buy less oil seeds going forward pressured soybeans. The pace of U.S. exports is well behind last season. There are some signs, though, that the market should get a little business in the near future. However, South America still has a large crop to unload, which was bearish for prices. Corn was 6 cents lower, with the most active December contract sitting at $3.68 per bushel. Prices fell in tandem with financial markets, which were buffeted once again by growth worries coming out of China and long-term demand. Weather conditions have also been favorable for farmers in the southeastern U.S. who are harvesting. On the other side of the coin, signs that some of the corn crop is deteriorating help to limit the losses. Wheat was higher, just above unchanged. The most frequently traded December contract checked in at $4.85 a bushel. Prices were bolstered by ideas of reasonable demand and a lower U.S. dollar. Prices may also have dropped to a level that is more comfortable for exporters and international buyers. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, September 1st in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.